What's up? Yes, this is another episode right here on What's the Topic? Yes, on Active FM. This is your man, Fearless Eagle, with
the muscles from the Brussels. Muscle from Brussels.
Yeah. I told you he was going to be back this week.
Back.
Yeah, you know, the audience, they were complaining.
I know.
They're like, no, man.
Everyone misses the muscles from Brussels.
Yeah. They're like, why is he not here? Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah.
But yeah, you're back. Just like I said, promised that you'll be back. And he's back here again. With another episode. So yeah, today's episode is going to be really interesting. We're going to be looking at a very interesting topic. Religion versus cult. So that's what we're going to be talking about. That's what we're going to be diving into. But we even go into that whole, you know, religion versus cult and all those stuff, I just wanted to hear your side of the story, you know, concerning last week's topic. I told the audience that you're going to share your side of the story. Life without a phone.
Yeah.
So what's your side of the story concerning life without a phone? Because myself, I was like, I don't mind going back to, you know, not having a phone having a dumb phone. I don't mind that. So what's your story?
I just think that I have tried it before. I've gone like for 2 weeks without a phone, and to say this, it's difficult. Because it is, because like everything, almost like everything we do with our phones. I mean, email.
Yeah.
I mean, we even have this apps for working out using our phones.
So
going without a phone it's difficult. Alarms, you know, like bank accounts.
Yeah.
Online shopping. I mean, like it's tough. It's
okay.
Tough. Yeah,
okay.
But you can live without a phone, but it is tough though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, folks, you heard it yourself from Muscles from Brussels. He says, it's tough for him. Life without a phone is tough. Unfortunately for me, life without a phone is not tough. I don't mind. I can do without a phone. I prefer life without a phone because, my life is simple. I can do other things. I can gym, you know. I don't need a phone, you know. I don't need a phone to gym. In fact, I get more sleep, you know, because I'm spending less time on social media and I'm being more constructive, and that's my life. But Muscle from Brussels right there said that his life without a phone would be tough.
It's very tough. I mean, like, you know, like, people have basically become cyborgs. I mean, half phone, half man, you know, like, that's how people are dependent on their phones.
Now, it's good to hear from your side what you think, you know, and how your life without a phone would be.
Yeah.
So, folks, you know how we do it right here on Active FM. Yes, on What's the Topic? Right here, we give you the nice stuff. Now, we're about to listen to a very nice song, you know, right here. Because, in fact, this one is not chilled, you know. Yeah, it's laid back a bit, you know. It's not on a hype, if I can put it that way. It's just like one of those songs that you get to think, get you into the focus session.
Because we're going to be talking about, like, today's a deep topic.
There's going to be a lot of thinking, and, you know, a lot of things are going to happen, and probably, you know, you listening to this, probably you in a position where you might even want to fight. No, man. No, fight now. But yeah, so here's a song by Drake Ford. The title of the song is Press On. You gotta press on.
How do you love when your heart is broken? What do you see when your eyes aren't fixed? Where do you go when the doors aren't open? Where do you go when you can't pay rent? What do you do when your light is fading? You're not so sure that the anchor holds. And when all of your plans are failing, what can you do but surrender all? I'm done pretending that I'm strong. take a deep breath and press on.
Chilled, yeah, you know, laid back.
Hope it got you thinking.
yeah. Press on, yo. Yeah. Press on. Mm. Yeah, it was a chilled vibe song. So now we're gonna dive into the topic, you know, religion versus cult. So, for myself, what I'm gonna do is, yeah, you know, just give the term, you know, cult. What is cult?
A cult is actually a social group that is defined by unusual religious and spiritual beliefs.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that is basically what cult is. And yeah, myself, you know, I was about to say intuition. Yeah, you see, already the word is sending me that other direction. No, it's cool. We'll just leave it that way. Yeah, yeah, intuition. Yeah, that's the word that I was gonna say. But yeah. You know, when two words don't wanna combine.
Collide.
Yeah. So literally, yeah, that's basically what cult is. And yeah, for those who don't understand what cult is, that's the simplest way we can put it.
Yeah,
it's actually not religion. And yeah, you know, it refers to movements and all those stuff. Now, me, I got a couple of questions, you know, just for the main man himself,
Muscles from deep Brussels.
Muscles from deep Brussels. Now,
yeah, shoot.
Looking at, obviously, religion, as you know it.
Yeah.
And then looking at cult. What would you say in terms of those two, like in the society that we live in right now, what would you say concerning those two and their impact on society?
I just think that the main difference between religion and cult is that religion actually it takes into consideration, like, how can I put this, takes into consideration, like, people's rights and how they should live, you know, their morals.
Mm-hmm.
But a cult, I mean, for example, there's Church of Euthanasia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they basically assist you to kill yourself.
Yeah.
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 So, like, cult, yeah. Cults are immoral. So yeah, I think that's the main difference between cults and religion.
Yeah. So something that I did see, and yeah, like even if you go, you know, back, you know, into history and all those stuff, yeah, you do see that there's a lot of, obviously religion is religion, and you do get different types of religions, and sometimes as time goes on, other religions pop up out of nowhere that you didn't know, but we do know the, like, the main religions that exist and all those stuff. And when you go back into history, removing religion out of the picture, you know, the cult situation where, you know, there's always a cult and there's a movement and all that stuff, there's always that conflict.
Yeah.
There's always that conflict. And obviously with religions, different religions itself, there's something that we can already, like, yeah, pick up and say, okay, between this religion and that religion, there's, like, sometimes competition, you know, things like that. And clashes. Like I said, conflict within religion. Now, going to the whole cult area, would you say that there's less conflict, there's no conflict, or what's happening that side, you know, in that area there?
Yeah, I just think that cults, you know, like most people who are in cults, you know, like our pastor said something interesting, I think it was 2 weeks back. He said that you can't fight the enemy while you're wounded. You know, at the time, it didn't make sense. But as like I learned more about cults, it made more sense, because the enemy being Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, if you're depressed, if you basically mental scars.
Yeah.
Maybe being abused, suffering from depression and all that. It's easier to manipulate people.
Yeah,
I think that's how people join cults. Just like an example of a guy in Russia, the guy claims to be Jesus. I mean, and he founded this place. Yeah, I think you've heard of that before, right?
Yeah.
The guy claims to be Jesus, and he founded that place. I mean, like, if you were a person, like a troubled person, that's like the perfect place. There's no pollution, no smoking, no eating of meat. I mean, like, lot of people, like, believe that's Jesus, you know. But what I'm trying to say is that it's easier to manipulate people with mental scars, you know.
Yeah. Look, okay, so let me put it this way now. If I was an individual, listening to this, so I'm an individual listening to this, and I'm confused. I don't know. Like, I look at religion.
Yeah.
I see, the religion, there's just too much conflict there.
Yeah.
I don't know which religion to even go with. Yeah. And then I look at the cults here, obviously simpler. Different movements and all those stuff.
Yeah.
And they say they stand for this, and you hardly see chaos, you know. Sometimes, like, you look at the cults and they're like, they look like they're having a nice life. There's nothing going wrong and stuff like that. Now, if I was an individual listening to this, what would your advice be to me?
I'd advise, you know, to join cults. I mean, obviously, because, for example, there's a cult named the Oisho cult.
Mm-hmm.
These people, I mean, like, they poisoned the whole town of, like, I think it was a town in America somewhere there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They poisoned like 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. At first, I mean, like, they seem harmonious, you know, like they meditate, you know. Yeah. They seem, it's a chill vibe.
Yeah.
But then after some time, you know, like, they do, like, how can I put this? At first, it seems like they're in harmony, but like as time goes,
they start practicing, start seeing things that are not kosher.
That's true.
That is very true.
Yeah.
And I do agree, because with myself, you know, looking back then, I used to study a lot, you know, like watch YouTube videos, do research, you know, see what's happening here. And then you start seeing these different organizations that are obviously practicing different things. Some of them, the things that they practicing are satanic.
Satanic, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What is going on here?
Yeah.
Like the satanic things, spirits involved, you know. And now you're thinking, yo, okay, this is deep stuff right here. Yeah. Hey, stuff that I'm getting involved in is actually, yeah, what I'm seeing here is not kosher.
You know,
what,
like, practicing. Hey, another thing that surprises me, the word religion actually originates in South America. I think the original word is religio.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, basically what it means is sacrificing to the gods.
Mm.
So, like, I don't know if you watched the movie Apocalypto.
I have. Yeah. I'll need to go and rewatch it to recall everything. Yeah.
So what basically happens there is people, like in olden days, you know, like they're violent.
Yeah.
So they would take over maybe a village, you know, take slaves, and then there would be a day where maybe they sacrifice maybe like 1,000 slaves.
Mm.
I mean, what they do is they cut your heart out after you bleed to death and they take your head off.
Hey,
so you can imagine, like,
Indian.
You can imagine that's where the word comes from. But as time goes, it changed.
Mm.
You know, if you look at the dictionary now, what it means is believing in supernatural beings. That's the dictionary version. So, yeah, it has come a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's true. That is true.
Yeah.
One thing that you do see is as time goes on, you know, different things change.
Yeah, yeah.
And what would mean one thing today,
yeah.
down the line, the same thing.
Exactly.
The same thing means something different. You even thinking to yourself, whoa, wait, man. When I was younger, this is what this thing means.
Yeah.
Now I'm older, it means something else. And, you know, like, different generations come, different meanings, you know, come into existence and all the stuff. And, like, there's times where I'll sit with people who are older than me, people that have lived to see World War II, you know, stuff like that. And now you're listening to these people as they are telling you what used to happen, World War II, this war, and what, and this is the meaning, this is what they used to do. And you sit down there, you're thinking, sure.
Yeah.
I know, like, we have our own, you know, language, our way of communicating, our way of speaking, and how different things mean different stuff. But now, the way meanings have changed.
Yeah.
Like, the way stuff changes, it's like, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It's actually mind-blowing. And it's something that I've seen, even up to today, I still get blown away.
Yeah.
Like, when I look at one thing, I'm like, sure, that was cool. But now you look at it now, you're like, sure. One of them, you know, being, like, the word gay.
Yeah.
the word gay back then meant happy.
Imagine.
So if they called you gay back then, they were saying you happy.
I mean, even like the word fag.
Mm.
I mean, in English originally, a fag is like, I think it's like when you're smoking.
Yeah.
But now it's changed.
Like when I'll do research and I'll look at you know, all of those things, it actually blows my mind away how things change, you know, and meanings and all those stuff.
And I read this
you can go on.
I read this article like saying that phones today are so advanced that the technology that you have in your phone right now surpasses NASA 60 years back, like all the technology of NASA combined. That's how your phone how advanced your phone is. Things change.
No, that's true. Now I got a question, man. Like, you know, looking at the whole religion, obviously looking at the cult, you know, culture, because also there's culture that comes into play as well, when you look at all of these different things, you know, like religion, the cult, and there's obviously a culture attached to each and everything. And my question would be, if I was an individual listening to this, what should I prioritize? What should take first priority?
You know, I think that if you look at most cults, you know, for example, there's a cult named Heaven's Gate.
Sure.
Yeah. So, that's their name. So what they do is they believe that when they die, aliens are going to fetch them.
Okay.
Yeah. So
sure.
In the 90s, what happened is, I think it was a dozen guys.
Mm.
Yeah. Ate barbiturates, which is it's a sedative.
Yeah.
So they overdose themselves, they kill themselves, and then they cover themselves in purple cloth.
Yeah.
Thinking that aliens are going to come for them. Yeah. So I would say prioritize your health.
Your health.
Health. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Nah. I hear you.
Yeah.
I think from my side. Yeah. From my side. Yeah. Obviously, looking at culture. Yeah. You know. The whole cult situation, religion, and all that stuff. Yeah, with me, which I'm also going to ask you. So, with me, my first priority would be religion.
Yeah.
And religion being Christianity, obviously,
yeah,
for myself. Because, yeah, I'm a Christian. So, yeah. I'm a believer.
Yeah.
And that's literally what comes first priority. And the priority is the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, what the Bible says is what... for me holds, you know, first priority within my life. That's literally what I would take, and yeah, that's what I would advise, you know, the listener, you listening to this, you know, my advice would be, you know, find out what does the Bible say, because a lot of things that you look at in our world today, you find them there in the Bible. And if you want to understand why that thing exists and how it works and what is the outcome, you'll see it in the Bible, because the Bible shows you this is the problem, this is how the problem came into being, and this is where the problem is going to lead if it stays.
Yeah, I mean that's why I love the Bible, because it doesn't just tell you about spiritual life, but
On
how to live your life, like everyday life, on what to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, like living your life.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's true. That is very true.
Yeah.
That's very true. And yeah, obviously, that's some of the stuff. Yeah, looking at the whole situation of religion and cult and all the stuff. Now we're gonna give you a song, and then when we come back, we are going to look at societies and how societies get affected by this whole religion culture. And cult,
because you like it, whether you like it or not, like you get affected.
Yeah. Societies actually do get affected, and individuals also do get affected.
Exactly.
And it's crazy. Do you know why? Because you actually find it in the Bible as well.
Yeah.
There's societies within the Bible and individuals within the Bible that this whole cult, religion, and culture stuff.
Yeah.
Affected as well.
Yeah.
And the Bible showed if this continues, this is where it's gonna lead.
Yeah.
And it was interesting for me to see. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And some of the people that we actually know as powerful, mighty guys, hey, some of the stuff that they went through is interesting.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to basically look at and we're going to talk about. So here is a track by Limo Blaze, and it's titled Today.
Try to do it, but I take it with a brave. Don't got no car, but God be my driver, yeah. I need a life to survive. Need a lot of things only God can provide. I try to do it, but I take it with a brave. Don't got no car, but God be my driver, oh.
It's just a bombard me. Tell this kind of loving is so fantastic. Me, I no go if you no go send me. Me, I no go move if you no talk. Oh, yeah. So help me today. Jah me a more. Jah me a more. So help me today. Me like the way you show when you be my matter. And now you have a call, you could be my helper. Understand me, need you now, think I need you later. Yeah.
Shout out to me, Jah number one, yeah. Nobody can contest it one, yeah. Johnny surrender, hold me life to you every day, I'm the brunt to the fire, yeah. Nobody do pass you, nobody do pass you, yeah. Nobody feel try you, nobody feel try you.
You just a bombard me. Tell this kind of loving is so fantastic. Me, I no go go if you no go send me. Me, I no go move if you no talk. Oh, yeah. So help me today. Jah me a more. Jah me a more. So help me today. Jah me a more. Jah me a more. Nasty, I need you later. Me like the way you show when you be my matter. And now you have a call, you gon' be my helper. Understand me, need you nasty, I need you later. Yeah,
need you later.
Me gon' need you now, me gon' need you later. Need you later. Me gon' need you now, me gon' need you later. Yeah, yeah. Hey, me, I be go. Even if you ain't from Puerto Rico, things may be so like that's my shit, but God is gonna come true. His
blessing. Let's go. Help me today. Jump me a more. Jump me a more. Help me today. Me like the way you show when it be my matter. And now you are the call, you gon' be my helper. Understand me, need you now, think I need you later. You just bombard me. Tell this kind of loving is so fantastic. Me as a go if you no go send me. Me as a move if you no talk. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. Yes, there was Limo Blaze today. Yeah, so as we promised, we're gonna come into this whole thing, you know, this whole cult, and look at societies.
Yeah,
societies itself. And yeah, we were basically having a short chat, you know, while the music was happening, you know, concerning obviously your genres of music, you know, how they affect also societies and how they promote stuff that are not kosher.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Sean, man, well, what do you have to say about this whole situation in societies?
Yeah, I just think that rock music, played a huge role in promoting satanism.
Mm.
Yeah, because like before that, like especially rock in the 80s,
yeah,
before that, mentioning the word Satan, like it was taboo. But like, yeah, if you look at artists, like I've been looking at this group named Motley Crue, like evil stuff. Those guys are evil.
Yeah.
After that, after rock music in the 80s, you know, we started seeing more satanism in movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even in genres that you didn't expect. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I do agree with what you're saying. It's something that I've also seen as well.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's not just your rock music.
Yeah.
I know back then, obviously myself, the genre that I'm more heavily involved in is hip-hop.
Hip-hop, yeah.
And I know with hip-hop, it was the whole, you know, cramping situation, your cramping generation, when cramping came into, existence.
Are you that old?
Yeah. I know when cramping came into existence, back then, like, it was cool and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But now when you go into the history of what's actually involved and how it came into being and what was cooking, you start seeing that cramping came into existence as a satanic way of expressing yourself,
really,
because you express frustration, anger and all those stuff, and in the way you carrying yourself as an individual, you know, whatever instrumental that's being played, it cramping was a satanic way of expressing yourself, your anger, you know, all those things. And what they would explain is when you are cramping, obviously, it's anger that's being expressed, that's being sent across as a message.
Yeah.
Where in the process of you doing that, most of the guys, they used to be part of these different cults, and they would cramp, but now in the process of them cramping, before that happens, a demon will take over.
Oh, yeah.
That's literally what used to go down with them.
Yeah.
Like a demon will take over, and then that's where now you see this person expressing themselves in an angry manner, you know, and all those stuff, and some of them will throw themselves on the floor, you know, all those things, you know, what goes down in cramping and all those stuff. So that's literally what used to happen in that whole, you know, cramping generation and everything, and when it came into being and all the stuff, which is the same thing obviously with rock and all the stuff. I mean, you had songs like I'm on a highway to hell, thinking,
yeah, I mean, like the whole the have so, you seen like records, like CDs?
You
buy CDs, there's an advisory thing. That actually came in the 80s because of rock music. I mean, what you said, Highway from Hell.
You see?
I mean, why would you? I don't understand.
So yeah, literally, that's literally what happened. That's literally what happens with societies. And even now, when you look at societies, yeah, these things actually do affect societies.
Yeah,
they actually do affect societies.
Especially the teens.
And yeah, like there's there's conflict. There's there's conflict because of this whole cult, culture, religion. And even within religion itself, there's religions that are clashing. Because this one says this is the way, that one says that's the way. And then culture comes into existence as well. You know, culture also clashes with all your whole cult and your religion as well. Because now your religion saying this direction, your culture saying the opposite direction, and then now there's a clash as well.
You know,
like, what's going on?
That's why I love Christianity, because like it gives people freedom.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't force anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I see it with I don't mean to be critical, but like I see it with most Muslims, like they actually force people into their religion, and that's just not right.
With what you're saying, also obviously I got friends that some are Christians, but when you go into their background, they have Muslim family members.
Yeah.
And then I've got Muslim friends as well.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, with the Muslim friends, not like I'm looking at them and thinking, you're Satan. No.
So,
normal human being, obviously, Muslim religion.
Everybody
they
is
believe
right
in,
to believe in what
they believe in, you know, Muhammad and Allah and all those guys. And that's what they believe in.
Yeah.
And I still treat them like a normal human being.
Yeah.
And what I've seen with the friends that I have that are Christians, that they have a Muslim family, like some of them, they the only Christian.
Yeah.
For them, when I speak to them, it's like they're having a tough life, eh? They're actually having a tough life where they're getting persecuted, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
They're getting persecuted within their home, you know, for being a Christian, the only Christian in the home, when they want them to be a Muslim. They want them to go to their Muslim gatherings, you know, all those stuff. And, yeah, like, literally, that's what's happening with them. And then you have the other side, you know, they have a family background of Muslims, and then somewhere within the family, there was a change that happened.
Mm.
Now, all the family members going back, there are Muslims. They don't associate themselves with the ones that changed to Christianity.
Okay, yeah.
That's literally what has happened with the friends that I have.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see all of those things, you know, just like you say, like some of them, in fact, most of them would force you into the religion. And I even have a friend who that happened to. They were being forced and they refused.
Yeah.
They refuse. They're like, nah, I'm not gonna go the Muslim direction or into that religion. Which, obviously that's something that happened to them. And not now saying that judge, you're like, hey, this is Satan and what satanic and all this. Nah, it's
you know, I just think that whatever you believe in, I mean, like, will seal your fate. For example, because of the whole 9/11 thing in America, being a Muslim there is tough.
Mm.
I mean, people complain, like, in airports, especially if you're Arab, you know, the random search thing,
I think another thing, you know, obviously, the media, you know, now this is coming from the angle of, you know, looking at all the different religions. The media also has a role that it plays in how the rest of the people see other different religions and how they judge other different religions. Because, for example, if I'm at an airport and I see a Muslim in their attire, what would happen with me was suicide bomber.
I
better get out of here quick. Why? Because of the stuff that I see in the media.
Yeah, especially in movies, like,
you know?
Yeah.
But also, to an extent, also it's also their fault.
Because that's
what they do.
Yeah.
That's actually how it ended up in the media.
I just think that even Donald Trump said that, like, fake news, you keep on saying that, fake news, fake news. I just think that sometimes the media is one-sided, you know. They just tell you one side of the story.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. But yeah, obviously, this whole religion and, you know, culture and all the stuff, yeah, there's conflict and all those things. And you'll always have conflict. I mean, even the Bible says that, you know, you're going to see all of these different things.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. What's even crazy is these things even existed before Jesus.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah,
you take someone like Moses.
Mm.
It was crazy because we're going through his life and, you know, looking at Moses, how he lived and all those stuff. And Moses was that guy that grew up in the, you know, in the palace and all those stuff. And then after that, he killed one of the people and ran away.
Yeah.
Because he knew, hey, what I did is bad and they're going to come after me, ran away. And something that was interesting is when he ran away from, you know, living as a prince in the palace and all the stuff, when he ran away, he turned away from his religion.
Oh, yeah.
And then he threw it outside the door. Now, he in other words, he forgot about his religion. He started compromising. Now, if I had to take it to our generation, it's you being a Christian, now you're like, forget about Christianity. Start living life like you don't have a religion. And then with him, he married someone who was of the opposite, you know, religion, that doesn't believe in what he believes in.
Yeah, can I just disturb you right there? Like, you continue, like,
That
always bothered me. Let's say, for example, I'm Christian, and maybe I find a Muslim girlfriend, and then you have a kid. Like, how are we going to go about that?
Obviously, when you go on to, when we go in the word, and what the word says, you cannot be unequally yoked.
Yeah.
So if you, before you even get to the marriage part, when you meet this person, you need to do the tests that the word, you know, the stuff that the word brings up, so that you're not unequally yoked.
Okay.
Obviously, now with us, coming to us, you know, bringing it back home, what we would do is we got four tests that we look at.
Yeah.
Now, the first test is obviously how do you feel towards the person, you know.
Okay.
Do you like her? Yeah, you like her. Okay, nah, that's cool. How does she feel towards you? You know, that's the second test, because you don't want to be a stalker.
if you like
her, she doesn't like you, you become a stalker, you know.
Yeah.
So how does she feel? Yeah, it has to be a two-way situation.
Yeah.
Then if those two are, it's a tick on both of those things, that's where now you start looking at the faith.
Yeah.
What does she believe in?
Yeah.
So if you're a Christian, is she a Christian?
Okay.
If that's a tick, then you go to the fourth one. If that's not a tick,
leave her.
That's a no.
It's just dropping.
Yeah, because it's not going to work.
Yeah, it's not going
to like
work.
You
yeah.
being a pastor,
yeah.
and then your wife goes to the club.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
That's not going to work. Because you, on a Sunday, want to go to church. She on a Sunday wants to go to the club.
Yeah, yeah.
What's going to happen? It's going to be fighting.
Yeah, it's going to be
fighting. It's going to be a tug of war.
Yeah.
The rope is on both of you. The one's going this direction. The other one's going that direction. Doesn't work, you see. So it's that whole situation. So do you guys share the same faith? If you don't share the same faith, then it's a no-no. Forget. Just go. Continue living in purpose. And God is going to bring that person, like how Eve came into the picture.
Yeah.
Pa. Helper.
Okay.
Everything's working.
Yeah.
So, because she, whoever that you want to marry also has to be involved in the ministry with you, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
So, your purpose, she has to also be involved in the purpose. She has a role to play.
Yeah.
She's going to help you. So, it's that whole situation. So, if obviously she shares the same test,
yeah.
I mean, the same faith.
Faith.
So, you both like each other. Share the same faith. That's where now the fourth one comes. Does she have the same vision?
No, yeah.
The vision that you see, does she have the same vision? So it's that whole thing. Now, obviously, yeah, that's how you look at things and all those stuff. And yeah, with societies as well, there's all those different things, yeah, that affect societies and looking at religion and culture and all those stuff. Yeah, same thing with Moses. Like I was saying, he put his Christianity aside, married someone who was of the opposite culture and all the stuff. And the Moses that we know, that is a great person when you read in the Bible, because of that act that he did, there was stuff that he was supposed to do when they have a child, he didn't do. The Bible says that God wanted to kill him.
Imagine God getting angry.
That's how bad it was. That is literally how bad it was. And I was shocked. I'm like, this whole cult, religion, and culture stuff,
like, believe it or not, like, in most cultures, especially Rome, Christianity, before Christianity spread all over the world, Romans actually thought that Christianity is a cult because, you know, they believe in their own gods, you know,
that's true.
So
that
anyway, true. Christianity has come a long way.
Well, yeah, that's I feel like we can speak forever. This topic is broad.
It's really interesting.
It's very, very broad. And yeah, you know, that was some of the examples, like, from the Bible, Moses and all those guys, and looking at societies and everything. And yeah, obviously with you listening to this, do let us know what you think. If you are unhappy, tell us why you're unhappy. Then we can fight. But yeah, for myself, Fearless Eagle, and
The Muscles from The Brussels.
Yeah, we're gonna love you and leave you with the last track. Yes, this is a track by Winon Avenue, and the title of the song is December Night. If it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. If it's good evening, good evening. And if it's good night, good night. Now you can go and sleep. From ourselves, peace out and God bless.
Active FM radio has never been better.
Doesn't mean like the trouble.